So they're
Gentlemen, I wanted to call your attention to Rabbeinu Yonah. I mean, we've seen this Rabbeinu Yonah, but now I see it in a different light. He writes, and it's the last paragraph on the page, if you have the regular Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, Alakach hu ha'inyon, shebebeis ha'kneses yikra kriyat shma im birchoseha. Now we're talking before Tzeis HaKochavim, and yet he's going to recite Kriyat Shema together with the Tzibur in Ma'ariv with the Brachos. V'lo yechavein lotzeis yidei chovas Kriyat Shema b'yoso ha'kriya. Not sure exactly why Rabbeinu Yonah feels compelled to tell us that. I mean, obviously if it's before this man Kriyat Shema, Kavana is irrelevant. He probably just wants to make sure that we know that we're going to need to recite another Kriyat Shema later on after Tzeis. So what kavana does he have with the Kriyat Shema before Tzeis? Ela lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. This was the Rashi in the name of the Yushalmi that Ma'ariv tfila requires divrei Torah, and that's Kriyat Shema. V'yotzi yidei kriyas habrachos. Even though it's not zman Kriyat Shema, but the purpose and the kiyum of birchas Kriyat Shema is in order to be omed with tefillah mitoch divrei Torah, and that fulfillment he obtains b'beis hakneses before Tzeis HaKochav. But wait a minute, he hasn't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. He says, v'achkak sheyiyah b'beiso kodem sheyochal, he emphasized before you eat, this was a whole discussion we had last time, achar yitzias hakochavim yikrosa, then he recites Kriyat Shema, v'yiskavein b'lotzeis bo yidei chova, now he's fulfilling his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So the mitzvah of birchas Kriyat Shema, insofar as lo yamod b'tfila ela mitoch divrei Torah, that he fulfilled already in the Beis HaKnesses. What's he left with now? The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So that'll recite with kavana for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. V'yikro sakula, and he should recite the entire Kriyat Shema with all the proper awe and intention and so forth and so on. Then we're going to fast forward a little bit. We don't need all of this for us now. And then he quotes Rav Amram Gon. V'kasav Rav Amram Zal. This is Rav Amram Gon. She b'shah shekori osa. Now he's reciting Kriyat Shema after Tzeis b'beiso. Yevarech asher kidshanu mitzvos v'tzivanu likro Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Osai, what's that called? How would you classify that? Birchas HaMitzvah. So we now have a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema. Again, it's a little bit odd, and we'll have to discuss this, that when he recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, if he would have recited Birchas Kriyat Shema Li'achar Tzeis HaKochav, not this case of the Beis HaKnesses, then would he have recited a Birchas HaMitzvah? No. But in this particular scenario, he's going to require a Birchas HaMitzvah. And there's a certain, shall we say, intuitive empathy that we could feel for the cause, for Amram Gon's cause, because every mitzvah requires a Birchas HaMitzvah, and Kriyat Shema no less than any mitzvah should require a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Omer Mori HaRav, keep in mind that this compilation is really called, technically, we call it Rabbeinu Yonah, it's really called Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So when he says Mori HaRav, he's referring to Rabbeinu Yonah. She'ein zeh nachon, that I cannot accept Rav Amram Gon. She'bracha zu, because this bracha, she'er kitshanu mitzvosu v'tzivanu, likros kriyat shema lo matzino osa b'shum makom. We never found it anywhere. Okay, but wait a minute. Isn't there a powerful argument here on the part of Rav Amram Gon that we need a Birchas HaMitzvah? L'fichach nira lo yoser, it seems to Rabbeinu Yonah, yoser nachon chi yomar avas olam. That's the first bracha of, the second bracha of Kriyat Shema by at night of Arvis, Kriyat Shema l'fanel. Sheniskena etzla, which was established with regard to Kriyat Shema. But Rabosai, just give me a few minutes, if you don't mind, trying to hold on. Again, I'm going to try to just read through the words, explain them, and then present, you know, the two shitas, and then we'll analyze them. Okay, so just give me a few minutes just to lefichach nirlo yoser nachon sheyomar avas olam sheniskina etzla. The bracha of avas olam was established on Kriyat Shema. And not only that, says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'afilu al kriyas ha-psukim. Even if you were to read any psukim in the Torah, or kriyas Talmud Torah, any reading that would constitute a mitzvah Talmud Torah, matzina we found, sheniftar mi bracha, he's exempt from a bracha on Torah, which means birchas ha-Torah, be'amirasa, by reciting avas olam, or by day, we'll see in a minute, if he recites avarabah, kidamrinon, the Gemara daf yudal from the days, hishkim likros, kodem shekara kriyat shma, if he wakes up early, and he hasn't yet recited kriyat shma, tzorach levarach, he has to recite birchas haTorah, li'achar shekara, but if he wants to study Torah, and he's already read Kriyat Shema, meaning he's recited Kriyat Shema with its brachos, and specifically with Ava Rabba, is Ein Tzarech Levarach, he doesn't need Birchas HaTorah. My Taima, why? Shekvar Niftar Bi Ava Rabba. So now let's just present an overview, a summary of what we saw. Rabosai, we're talking about reciting Kriyat Shema uBirchoseha Kodim Zman. Where? In the Beis HaKnesses. It's before Tzeisa Kol Chav. And the reason for Birchas Kriyat Shema before Zman Kriyat Shema, which is itself an oddity, is because this Yerushalmi ein omdim lispalel el mitoch divrei Torah. So the divrei Torah here is Kriyat Shema Birchos Seah, and that becomes integrated into Tfilas Arvis. Now he gets home and he recites Kriyat Shema for the sake of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, because it's after Seisa Kol Chav. The question is, and this is the question addressed by both Rav Amram Gon and Rabbeinu Yonah, what should he do for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which needs a bracha? The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, no less than any other mitzvah, requires a bracha. It's called a birchas ha-mitzvah. And the classic nusach of a birchas ha-mitzvah is what? Asher kitshanu mitzvos v'tzivanu. So here we have machlokas between Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rav Amram says, look, now that you're reciting Kriyat Shema for the sake of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you now have a requirement of Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, we have a question to ask on Rav Amram Gaon, but in general we don't find a bracha on Birchas Kriyat Shema, but okay, this is a very unusual set of circumstances, because until now we always had Birchas Kriyat Shema together with Kriyat Shema as one entity, but now we're separating between Birchas Kriyat Shema and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So now the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema pulls itself out, so to speak. It now becomes independent. And if the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is now independent, it requires a Birchas Kriyat Shema. Again, we'll have to get back to that point in just a minute. Nu, says Rav Amram Gaon, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires a bracha. It should be in the nusach of Asher Kitshanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu. Likros Kriyat Shema. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, we don't find such a nusach. Right? What's his language? Lo matzino osa b'shum mako. And therefore, why not use Avas Olam as your bracha on Kriyat Shema? Nui, but you'll ask me, but Avas Olam is not a classical Birchas HaMitzvah. You now need the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema in Kars and genders a Chiyuv bracha as a mitzvah. Asher Kitshanu Mitzvos. No, he says Avas Olam is good enough. Why is Avas Olam good enough? So he makes two points. Point number one, he says, because this bracha is a bracha that was specifically related to Kriyat Shema. It was Nitkina al Kriyat Shema. And furthermore, he makes a second point, that this bracha can cover me for Birchas HaTorah, as a substitute for Birchas HaTorah, if need be. It means I didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, but I've already recited Birchas Avas Olam at night, or Birchas Avarabah in the morning, and Avas Olam can substitute for Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, for those reasons, Rabbi Yonah prefers that instead of a separate bracha of Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosu Tzivanu on the midst of Kriyatra, which we don't find anywhere, let's recite the bracha of Avas Olam on Kriyatma. So in essence, according to Rabbi Yonah, how many times is he going to be reciting that same bracha?
Twice.
Avas Olam, twice. He recites it once within the context of Ma'ariv, meaning when he recites Kriyatma before Kodim Tseisa Kochom, before Zmana, he recites Avas Olam. But that's part of a package deal, we'll say. It's part of the deal of Birchas Kriyat Shema Birchos Seo as an introduction to Tefillah. Now when we isolate Kriyat Shema, we're going to recite Avas Olam a second time, the same identical bracha. Okay, now I'm ready. Yeah.
And it's more of like a technical question. Amram Goni, he's from the Gaonic period. I don't know, 300 years
before. I'm not good at technical questions. Yeah, go ahead.
How does he say there's no Makor, we don't find anywhere, when he's even quoting an earlier source? I'm assuming he's an earlier source, right?
Who's quoting an earlier source?
Amidei Rabbeinu Yonah, or Rabbeinu Yonah himself.
I lost you on this.
Rabbeinu Yonah's a Rishon, is it, right?
Right.
After the Gaon.
And the Gaonic period is, I don't know, 100, 200, 300 years before Rabbeinu
Right.
Yonah. But he's saying he doesn't see any place, but he's even quoting a place. And like,
what place does he quote? I don't see that he quotes any place. This is Rav Amram Goni's own chiddush, you know.
That's what my question. I thought the Goni didn't make any chiddushim.
I don't know about that. I mean, honestly, I can't tell you what they say in other yeshivas, but I can tell you myself, I spend a lot of my time trying to understand the Goni. I always find chiddush. In fact, this is not an advertisement, but I once wrote an article on Haggadah Shel Pesach, and a lot of the chidushim that I have in the insights into Haggadah Shel Pesach are all based on analysis of the Gaonim, around the Troy Gaon and other Gaonim. The Gaonim were outstanding. The only problem is that sometimes in terms of the Mesorah, in terms of the tradition, it's not always so clear, you know, what the Gaonim said. You know, we don't have a lot of because of the Crusades and other tragedies that befell the Jewish people, we lost a lot of the Mesorah from the Gaonim. And we end up with fragments to a large extent. But the Nitzivni Valoshin wrote all his insights almost are on the Gaonim. I mean, and there are others also. But, you know, Rabosai, only because, you know, we meet twice a week, and I came out of my sick bed for this year. So let's leave this out. Again, as far as we know, there's no source from Amram Goni's proof that the bracha on Kriyat Shema should be Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosu V'Tzivanu. But the truth be told, Rav Amram Goni doesn't feel he needs any source for that. Why doesn't Rav Amram Goni feel compelled to quote some sort of source to prove that there's a bracha Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosu V'Tzivanu al Likros Kriyat Shema? Because Kriyat Shema doesn't fall short. It's not inferior to any other mitzvah. And we have a klal, the Gemara formulates it in Masechta Pesachim and elsewhere in Shas, that I'll call on Mitzvah Kulim Mevarech Aleihem. Every mitzvah requires a bracha. On the contrary, Rabosai, if you ask me, I would tell you the opposite. The kashi here is not why doesn't Rav Amram go and quote a source to prove that there's a bracha shekinshanu tzolso v'tzivano on Kriyat Shema. The problem is to try to understand Rabbeinu Yonah, how is it that this mitzvah doesn't deserve a bracha? And maybe we'll try to explain that as we go along, but because we're working very hard here. But what is it that about this mitzvah that makes it different, that makes it unique, that it shouldn't require bracha? In fact, the whole argument of Rabbeinu Yonah l'matzinu b'shum makom bracha zu makes absolutely no sense. I'll tell you why. We have tarig mitzvahs. I challenge anyone to come forward and show me, with regard to every single mitzvah that we have, that the Gemara mentions the Nusach HaBracha. I would tell you the following, that with regard to Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah, a very small fraction of those mitzvahs that have brachas delineated or mentioned by Chazal in the Shas are spelled out. You can't tell me that just because I didn't find this Nusach, therefore it doesn't exist. And furthermore, how can Rabbeinu Yonah say he didn't find this Nusach? Well, every mitzvah requires a bracha. Truth be told, we have a problem even according to Rav Amram Gaon. Forget about Rabbeinu Yonah. You know, in one sense, our empathy is with Rav Amram Gaon, because Kriyat Shema, no less than any other mitzvah, should require a bracha. It's the classical and universal Nusach HaBrach. But on the other hand, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a problem with Rav Amram Gaon too. Because if I would have recited Kriyat Shema in Birchosel, Bizmana, not this fluky case with the Beis HaKnesses where they started Ma'ariv early, which may not be so fluky, but what I mean to say is that it's not the normal case. In the normal set of circumstances, what Birchas HaMitzvah would we have for Kriyat Shema? None! There is no Asher Kitshanu Mitzvot V'Tzivon, and Rav Amram Gaon can't deny that fact. So, essentially, Rav Amram Gaon has to be, in a sense, on the same radar screen as Rabbeinu Yonah, and he has to admit that there's something very unique about this bracha of Avas Olam that gives it the status or the power to replace Birchas HaMitzvah, which means in a normal classical case, when I'm being Mekayim in the midst of Kriyat Shema Bizmana, I do not recite a Birchas HaMitzvah in the Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah Asher Kitshanu Mitzvot, but rather, I fulfill my responsibility of Birchas HaMitzvah through Avas Olam. If that be the case, then Mimon Hashach, I mean, answer the one question, what is the purpose of Avas Olam when you recite Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses? I mean, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that would certainly seem to be Rabbeinu Yonah, but even Rav Amram Gaon fundamentally agrees that it serves as a Birchas HaMitzvah had I recited Kriyat Shema Bizmana. If that be the case, then why don't I omit the bracha of Avas Olam when I recite Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaKnesses and postpone it until the moment that I fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema after Tzeis? But if, on the other hand, you're going to argue that somehow the bracha of Avas Olam, forgetting about its functioning as a Birchas HaMitzvah, it functions as Birchas Kriyat Shema, meaning Birchas Kriyat Shema, as we've seen, is an entity unto itself, independent of the Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. Rabosai, just again, back to basics. How do we prove that Birchas Kriyat Shema is a Kiyum Bifnei Atzmo, it's a mitzvah unto itself, irrelevant to and independent of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Rabbi Sachnut. No. From the fact that I'm reciting Birchas Kriyat Shema when? In the Beis HaKnesses before Tzeis. That itself proves the point that Birchas Kriyat Shema is independent of the Kiyum Kriyat Shema. So there is a validity, there is what I call a Kiyum of a mitzvah of reciting Avas Olam and the other brachas together as one entity, as one bunch of brachas, you know, Shnayim Lefanel V'Achas Lachrel. That whole bunch, that unit of Birchas Kriyat Shema is meaningful and is obligatory, and it obtains a Kiyum HaMitzvah independent of Kriyat Shema, and that I know because I'm reciting it in the Beis HaKnesses, Beiler of Amru Gehom, Beiler Rabbeinu Yonah, before this Zman Kriyat Shema, before Tzeis HaKol Chavim.
You've explained before that there are two dinim.
Oh, excellent. I like when I hear two dinim, I like it. Yeah. Okay. Next he's going to tell me, Yechef Tzinegavra. Okay.
That one is a din, if it's said in the Beit Knesset before Zman.
Yeah.
It's a din of Tefillah.
Excellent.
Divrei Torah. But when there's a chiyuv of a mitzvah, then it becomes
excellent.
A mitzvah.
Okay, now, this word becomes is the word that I'm going to focus my attention on. Now, hopefully I can have you join me. What Rabbi Sachnowitz is pointing out is that the bracha of Avas Olam has a dual function. It engenders two kiyumim. First and foremost, the kiyum of Birchas Kriyat Shema, and it's part and parcel of a package called Birchas Kriyat Shema. And whenever Kriyat Shema in Birchosel is meaningful, even if it's not the mitzvah of Vishalbach of Kumecha because it's before it's Eisak HaKhovim, then Avas Olam is part and parcel of that kiyum, an independent kiyum. When I say independent, I mean it's separate from Kriyat Shema because we're not up to Kriyat Shema yet, it's before it's Eis. And that's the function of Avas Olam, no different than Marav HaRavim and Gal Yisrael and so forth and so on. But in addition to that, and this is Rabbi Sachnowitz's Tzvei Dinim, there's another kiyum of Birchas Avas Olam. And that is that Avas Olam, in some unique way, substitutes, that's the word I want to use. You see, Rabbi Sachnowitz used the word becomes. And I want to clarify that. Yeah, I know, I want to clarify this. I'll tell you why. I want to know what it means when you say it becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, I'll tell you what bothers me. In Birchas HaMitzvah, we have a standard Nusach. And the standard Nusach is not only justified, but it's absolutely required. Because what is the essence of a Birchas HaMitzvah? Every bracha has to be related to something. Right? That's what we say, the brach has to be chal on something. So look at the nusach of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. And then the next word starts with a lamet. Okay, sometimes it starts with an al, but that's not relevant to us now, that's a sugya unto itself in Masechta Pesach. But what I mean to say is, what follows after Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu? What's the al or the liv that follows? Exactly, the Maisa Mitzvah. In other words, what we have to be Mavarech, we have to thank Hashem for granting us the opportunity to fulfill the obligation to implement the Maisa Mitzvah. Because through the implementation of the Maisa Mitzvah, I obtain what? A kiyum mitzvah. So the bracha of Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosav V'Tzivanu is on the chovas mitzvah and the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah. If I were to jump ship for a moment and talk to you about Birchas Hanen, let's talk about a bracha on Ichveis, a cup of wine. I make bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam borei pri agafen. What is the chalos ha-bracha? On what is the bracha chal? On the cheft, exactly, on the cup of wine. How do I know that? How can I prove to you that halachically the bracha is chal on the cup of wine? What happens if I drop the cup? Can I just simply pick up another cup of wine and drink that cup of wine? No, because the bracha is related to the kos. It's related to the object itself. Not so in the case of Birchas HaMitzvos. In Birchas HaMitzvos, the bracha is Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos. It's on my chiyuv. It's on my obligation to fulfill the will of Hashem by implementing the Maisa Mitzvah and obtaining the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It has nothing to do with any hefta. In fact, let's say, for example, I have many pairs of tefillin on the table. And I decide I'm going to make a bracha on tefillin, we'll call it A, right? And what's it called in the court cases? Object A, what's it called? Exhibit A, is that what it's called? On Exhibit A. And after I recite the bracha on the tefillin, I decide, you know what, I'm going to take tefillin B. There's no doubt in my mind that that would be fine. Because again, the bracha is not chal on the object, the bracha is chal on the chovas gavra, on the obligation of the individual and his maisa mitzvah. Whatever maisa mitzvah he decides to implement, that's fine. The bracha is okay. Anyway, I got off on a tangent for a minute. Let's go back on track. Okay. So let's understand the logic of Rav Amram Gaon. Rav Amram Gaon says, he asks the following question. How is it that in a normal situation, when I recite Kriyat Shema after Tzeis HaKochovim, the bracha of Avas Olam serves as a kium of the obligation to be mevarach on the mitzvah. Ribono shalom. If I want to understand that avas olam is a kium of birchas kriyat shma, as a separate kium, as a separate entity, independent of the mitzvah of kriyat shma, nicha, that we've seen, lesman de polig, and there's no argument about that. But now we have a new chiddush, and that is that avas olam now can serve in another capacity. In addition to being a kium of birchas kriyat shma, it also becomes a birchas hamitzvah on the mitzvah of kriyat shma, because Rav Amram Gaon insists that kriyat shma, like every other mitzvah, requires a birchas hamitzvah. But somehow avas olam can now function in a second capacity. It wears two hats. On the one end, it's part of birchas kriyat shma, and on the other end, it's a birchas hamitzvah on the mitzvah of kriyat shma. Is that crystal clear?
Dual purpose.
Says Rav Amram Gaon, what does that mean? Does that mean that when I recite avas olam, I'm patur from reciting a birchas hamitzvah? Or does it mean that avas olam itself becomes the nusach of birchas hamitzvah? Okay, yesh lachor. Again, I'm going to give you two options, and you're going to promise me you're going to get this right. Okay? Here are the two options. Shall we say that avas olam now is a birchas hamitzvah? Or shall we say rather that avas olam is a replacement for, call it a substitute, a second string birchas hamitzvah, and exempts me from reciting a birchas hamitzvah? Which is it? It's got to be number two. Why, Evan? Why can't it be number one? Exactly, you left out the main point of the bracha, asher kidshanu mitzvosu v'tzivanu. The bracha on a mitzvah has to be chal on the mitzvah. The mitzvah means the obligation. If you omitted asher kidshanu mitzvosu v'tzivanu, that's taignish, that's not worth anything. It cannot serve as a birchas hamitzvah. There's some sort of brand new halacha which we have to analyze according to Rav Amram Gaon, and that is that in the case of Kriyat Shema, although I require a birchas hamitzvah, and Rav Amram Gaon insists, and we're going to say it 50 million times till it's coming out of our ears, that birchas hamitzvah is not, that Kriyat Shema is not inferior to any mitzvah, and it requires what? A birchas hamitzvah. Nevertheless, there's a new halacha that avas olam can serve as a bimkom, as I call it, as a substitute for birchas hamitzvah. Says Rav Amram Gaon, b'med varma murim, when can avas olam serve as a replacement for birchas hamitzvah? That's only when the avas olam is being recited on the kriyat shma itself. Meaning, when I recite kriyat shma after tzeisak kochavim, now there's a new halacha that avas olam, since it's recited as far as birchas kriyat shma, it also at the same time can function to trigger off a bimkom, a ptur for birchas hamitzvah. Let me say that one more time, just make sure we have it. Says Rav Amram Gaon, if I'm reciting Kriyat Shema Bizmana, then Avas Olam, in addition to functioning as a kium of Birchas Kriyat Shema, as a separate entity, which we said you could fulfill even in Bodyom, it also now triggers off a bimkom, a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And that's a magical halacha. But it's only a substitute. Is Rabosai. If you can use the substitute, use it. But what happens if I recited the bracha of avas olam before the mitzvah of kriyat shma is engendered? Because the mitzvah of kriyat shma emerges with tzeisak kochavim. I've already recited the bracha of avas olam before tzeisak kochavim. In what capacity? As part of birchas, the kium of birchas kriyat shma. Excuse me, the kium of birchas kriyat shma, not as a birchas hamitzvah in kriyat shma. Now it's after tzeisak kochavim. Now I need a birchas hamitzvah in kriyat shma. If I have a choice, says Rav Amram Gon, between A or B, between going back to the original bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah, or falling back on a default position, what I call a substitute, right? Let's say, for example, you had two choices. Who could teach the class? You can either go to the original teacher, or you can go to the substitute, right? Like, for example, in baseball, they have something called a bullpen. You know, something happens, and you can't get the real ball players out there, so you take them from the bench. You remember that? So Rav Amram Gon says that the original bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is Asher Kidshonim, it's also its own likros. And Rav Amram Gon, as we insisted before, doesn't feel compelled to find a source for that. That's move on me'elav. It's understood. Ella, what is this new halacha of a substitute? There's halacha of a p'tur that Avas Olam could serve, you know, b'shas hadchak, so to speak, in a fallback position, as a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah, says Rav Amram Gon, that all makes only sense when I'm reciting Avas Olam when? After Tzeisah Kochofen. Now the Avas Olam can serve not only as Birchas Kriyat Shema, but also as a Birchas HaMitzvah. But if I'm reciting Kriyat Shema before Tzeisah Kochofen, and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema has not yet emerged, therefore the Avas Olam is only serving in a single capacity as part of Birchas Kriyat Shema, now I get to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema as an independent entity after Tzeis, I need a Birchas Kriyat Shema. And the truth is that in this sense, Rabbeinu Yonah is very, very difficult. Because Rabbeinu Yonah is going to insist that for some strange reason, once the halacha was formulated, and Rabbeinu Yonah is going to have to work hard to convince us this, once the halacha was formulated that Avas Olam could serve a double function, in addition to being a Birchas Kriyat Shema, it's also a Birchas HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, then there's no need to introduce a bracha of Asher Kidshonu Mitzvos V'Tzivonu with regard to Kriyat Shema. And that's a pella. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, since you've already upgraded, you endowed Avas Olam with the power, with the status of serving not only as a Birchas Kriyat Shema, but also as what? As a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. As a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's exactly what you're going to do in this case. You recited Birchas Kriyat Shema before Tzeis, now you're going to recite Avas Olam after Tzeis, and it's going to function as the Birchas HaMitzvah for the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the argument of Rabbeinu Yonah here is a pella. He says, because lo matzinu asher kidshonu mitzvos v'tzivonu. What do you mean lo matzinu?
I'm supposed to
say. Yeah, lo matzinu et habracha. I'll give you a list of from here till the end of the Golos, you know, about how many mitzvahs we don't find a bracha on. So that's very difficult. So let me just read to you what I wrote down in my notes here, just as a summary of what we've said. Avas Olam cannot, according to Rav Amram Gon, Avas Olam cannot replace the classic Birchas HaMitzvah if he recited it for one and only one purpose, namely as a kiyum of Chovas Bracha on a mitzvah. The rule is, according to Rav Amram Gon, that Avas Olam can serve as a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah, but it cannot accomplish that goal if it was recited before the mitzvah emerges, namely before Tzeis HaKochavim. And Rav Amram Gon basically presents the following thesis, which we're very comfortable with. He says that the nusach of Birchas Kriyat Shema as a Birchas HaMitzvah is really the same, it's identical in this bracha, in this mitzvah, excuse me, as it is in any other mitzvah. Elawat is a certain kula, a certain p'tur. And where do we find such a thing that the halacha is able to fall back on a p'tur or a kula, where one bracha could substitute for a birchas hamitzvah? That's what we find at Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis with regard to someone who wakes up and he wants to study Torah. He's already recited Kriyat Shema in Birchoseha. The Ava Rava of Birchas Kriyat Shema now is a substitute, a p'tur, for Birchas HaTorah. So to hear, Avas Olam is a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah Shel Kriyat Shema. But the Ikar HaDavar, we haven't undermined and nulled and voided the Chiyuv Bracha of a Nusach, the classical Nusach of all mitzvahs with regard to Kriyat Shema. All mitzvahs require Shekin Shana Mitzvah Sivanu. Kriyashma is no different. And therefore, when we don't have the possibility of this kula, of this ptur, because the bracha of Havas Olam was recited before the mitzvah of Kriyashma came into existence, before Tzeisa Kol Chavim, then we go back to square one, and we have a separate chiyuv of Birchas HaMitzvah with regard to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, which requires a bracha in the nusach of Asher Kitshonim B'mitzvosav V'tzivon.
That's Rav Hammerman.
Okay.
But Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want to say? Because here, at this point, I got the chills here, because I didn't know what to say for Rabbeinu Yonah. I was so excited about Rav Hammerman going.
Rabbeinu Yonah, I would... First of all, Rabbeinu Yonah says you don't have to have beer. You've already davened Marv, right? Earlier.
Right.
So you haven't been Mekayim Kriyashma. But Kriyashma, he says, requires some kind of bracha. You don't need the Birkas HaMitzvah because he's never seen it before. And the Avas Olam serves as a Birkas HaMitzvah. In a sense, as you said, it's substituted before. But early in the morning, so you can do the same thing at night. But that's the only bracha you would say. You wouldn't recite the...
Right, no, but my question is, why use a substitute? If Rabbeinu Yonah is on board here with Rav Amram going, again, we'll go through all the possibilities. I'm not saying, let's go through one possibility.
It exists elsewhere as a substitute.
Oh, now you're saying something good. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me just formulate my question, and then we'll get back to your answer. So my question is as follows. If Rabbeinu Yonah is on board with Rav Amram Gaon, that Avas Olam is a substitute, it's a replacement for Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, then why doesn't he go the step further as Rav Amram did and say, let's require a Birchas HaMitzvah in the classical form, Asher Kitshonu Mitzvosav Tzivonu, on Kriyat Shema, in a case where I no longer have the Avas Olam as part of its original purpose, namely as Birchas Kriyat Shema, because it can no longer function before Tzeisa Kol Chavim in its capacity as a substitute for Birchas Kriyat Shema. So now, instead of racking my brains with Avas Olam, why not go back to the healthy first start, you know, the kickoff position, and go back to the original Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kitshonu Mitzvosav
Tzivonu? Because both Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Yonah hold that Avas Olam serves as a Birchas HaMitzvah. In a sense, what happens if you daven Bizban? Everybody agrees that you don't have a Asher Kitshonu Mitzvosav.
So one second.
It's the Avas Olam, right?
Wait one second, Rabbi Sachtowicz. You're saying a lot of things at once. Let me go back to what you started saying before, if you don't mind. I just want to keep on track here. In Rabbeinu Yonah's argument, he emphasizes the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, does he not? And the Gemara says there that Ava Rabba in Shacharis can substitute for Birchas HaTorah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah want to gain from that? And Rabbi Sachlutz, of course, is going to tell me that Ava Rabba becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And of course, Rabbi Berzon is going to say, I can't accept that. Why can't I accept that? Because what does a Birchas HaMitzvah require? As we've said it over and over again. Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvosav V'tzivonu. I have to somehow relate the bracha to the gavra and his obligation, and he does a ma'isa mitzvah to fulfill that. And I look through Ava Rava over and over again, and I look through Avas Olam over and over again, and I couldn't find thanking Hashem for the opportunity, the obligation to fulfill his mitzvah. And therefore, I was very much bothered by this conclusion that these brachos can substitute for a Birchas HaMitzvah. Could it be that what?
Yeah,
one second.
The Ma'aseh Mitzvah here is very strange. It's only the Kriya. All the other ones are Ma'aseh Mitzvah that you do a physical action. This one is rare.
Well, everything you say might be correct, Yehuda, but what I want to focus on is the analogy of Rabbeinu Yonah to the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Omid Beis. And in the light of a lot of things that we've discussed, because again, I always like to re-emphasize some of the fundamentals that we've spoken about, that analogy to Yud Aleph Omid Beis, what is it bringing to light about Kriyat Shema? What element, if you accept the analogy that Ava Rava could substitute when he has to learn Torah in the morning, as a bracha on the mitzvah of Torah study? What is that? And we've spoken about this so many times over and over.
Do that. How can I?
Wait, 1 second, Rabbi Sachtowitz. I'm not sure where you're holding here. I'm just, again, I'm trying to steer the conversation in a certain way. Rabbi Yonah is focused here, and he calls our attention to an analogy to the Ava Rava Bracha that's very unique in Shachris, insofar as it substitutes for a Birchas HaTorah on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, on the mitzvah of Shinan Tom Luvanecha. The very fact that Avas Olam, like Ava Rava, works in that mechanics, what element in Kriyat Shema does Rabbeinu Yonah seem to be pointing our attention to? Talmud Torah, does it not? How many times in the course of Ashiurim here, over and over again, I'm not going to go over all the proofs that we had, did we indicate that Kriyat Shema is fundamentally Talmud Torah? It's not coincidental that the essence of Kriyat Shema and the backbone of Kriyat Shema is the recitation of three parshiyos in the Torah. It could be that there are many dimensions to Kriyat Shema. I don't mean to reduce Kriyat Shema to one dimension. It's not, shall I say, flat. What's it called? It's not
two-dimensional.
Correct. It's multidimensional. Obviously, Kriyat Shema has many different dimensions. It's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and it's part of Tefillah, and it has many different dimensions. But one dimension that we've called our attention to over and over again is the dimension of Talmud Torah. Now, without going over all those discussions that we had, what Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be concluding is that although Talmud Torah has a Birchas HaMitzvah, nevertheless, the nature of the Birchas HaMitzvah and the obligation to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah is unique. It doesn't seem to fit into the classic pattern of every other mitzvah in the Torah. How does Rabbeinu Yonah see that? How does Rabbeinu Yonah derive the conclusion that Talmud Torah is different than any other mitzvah with regard to the requirement of a Birchas HaMitzvah? The fact that Ava Rava can substitute. How can Ava Rava substitute for the requirement of a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah?
You know, even the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, I don't know if it's one or three, we do say three, only one of them is a Sher Kedushah Mitzvah.
Correct.
And the other two...
Correct, and that requires a whole discussion about Birchas HaTorah, but you're right, there is an entity here called Birchas HaTorah. So Rav Bosai, I think some of you may recall, I'm hoping, so that my work is not Chas Shom for naught, that I've mentioned Reb Chaim Brisker over and over again. Reb Chaim was of the opinion that Talmud Torah is different than every other mitzvah in regards to Birchas HaTorah. And here's the way Reb Chaim said it. This is what I heard from my Rebbe in the name of his grandfather. Reb Chaim said that Torah is like a Birchas Hanenim. What do I mean? The bracha is not on the Maisa Mitzvah. Or at least not only on the Maisa Mitzvah. The bracha is on the entity, the Chefta Shel Torah. Again, don't be confused, because when I told you before that I pick up a cup of wine, so the bracha is chal in the cup of wine, because you look and you see wine in the cup. You have to be a little bit more abstract here for this. Reb Chaim tells us that the entity on which a bracha is chal need not be something physical and tangible. There's something called an entity of Torah. And Reb Chaim used to say that the entity of Torah, once it emerges, engenders a chiyuv bracha. The bracha on Torah, like the bracha on any hana, is engendered by an object. But in this case, the object is not physical and concrete. The object is abstract. It is the study of Torah itself. And Reb Chaim went a step further. And he said that entity of Torah can be engendered, it can emerge even without a mitzvah, even without a chova. Reb Chaim asked the famous kasha, the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that an isha does not make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's exempt from. Right? That's the minhag of the Sephardim. She does not make a bracha on a mitzvah seishas man grama because hasher kidshanu mitzvos of mitzivanu she cannot recite. That's the mechaber paskin like the Rambam. And yet, the Mechaber in Simon Mem Zayin, Hilchas Birchas HaTorah says that a woman, no less than a man, recites Birchas HaTorah. So all of the Farshim ask, Ribbono Shalom, you're contradicting yourself. How can you, the Mechaber, on the one hand, assume that the Rambam is correct, and the universal rule is that women did not make a bracha on a mitzvah that they're exempt from, and then at the same token, paskin that women make a bracha on Talmud Torah, when women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, vishinantam levanecha, banecha v'lo b'nosecha, and Rabbos said there are 15 answers to this question, but Reb Chaim gave his own unique answer. Said Reb Chaim, the bracha on Talmud Torah is not like every other birchas mitzvah on the obligation, on the command of the mitzvah. The bracha is on the entity of Torah. And once the bracha is chal on the entity of Torah, irrelevant to the chovas gavra, even if you're not obligated in the mitzvah, the bracha is engendered by that entity. A woman creates an entity of Torah no less than a man does. And so Rambam even writes that a woman gets schar for Talmud Torah. I mean, that doesn't sound like a big chiddush to you in today's generation, right? If you want to be politically correct. But to me, that's a big chiddush. Because the Rambam, I would say, does not see an entity of a mitzvah with regard to mitzvah seishas man grama in general. But with regard to Torah, where the mitzvah is to engender and create an entity called Torah, we'll call it a cheftish al Torah, that cheftish al Torah could be engendered by a woman no less than a man. And on that cheftish al Torah, there's a bracha. And the bracha is a requirement that is engendered, that is generated by the Cheftah Shel Torah. Whenever I create a Cheftah Shel Torah, I require bracha. Oh, says Reb Chaim, that's why Ava Rabba can substitute for the classic nusach of a Birchas HaMitzvah in the case of someone who woke up early and he wants to study Torah. And he hasn't yet recited Birchas HaTorah, but he has recited Birchas Kriyat Shema. How does the Ava Rabba do this? The answer is that the Ava Rabba could substitute not for a classical Birchas HaMitzvah. That for sure he can't do. There's no mention of Asher Kidshanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu. But on the other hand, what Ava Rabba is, it's a bracha on the Cheftza Shel Torah. The entire nusach of the bracha of Ava Rabba, like Ava Solom, Ki Heim Chayenu V'Yorach Yameinu V'Negev Am Yom V'Layla, is on the entity of Torah. I already have a bracha on the entity of Torah. When there's a bracha on the entity of Torah, there's no need for an additional bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There was never a takana with regard to Talmud Torah, like in other mitzvahs, that there's a chiyuv birchas hamitzvah on the chovas gavra. With regard to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the takana of the bracha was not on the mitzvah and the chova, but on the entity of Torah, on the cheftah shel Torah. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says about Kriyat Shema. There was never a Birchas HaMitzvah that was nitkina, that was established with regard to Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, wait, let me just finish. No less than Talmud Torah is an entity unto itself. There's an entity called Kriyat Shema, a Cheftah Shel Kriyat Shema. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's no requirement. What does Rabbeinu Yonah mean when he says, Lo matzinu b'shum makom, I didn't find anywhere, a brach of asher kitshanu mitzvos of etzivanu likro shma. What does he mean? Where did you find a nusach for all the other mitzvahs? The answer is Lo matzinu means the Chazal never went out of their way to include kriyat shma into the bag of mitzvos and require birchas hamitzvah. Why? Because Chazal said it's enough that there be a bracha related to the cheftza of Kriyat Shema. And once the bracha is related to the cheftza of Kriyat Shema, then there is no requirement of a Birchas HaMitzvah. Kriyat Shema, like Talmud Torah, belong to a group, a membership in an elitist group of two mitzvahs. I only know two so far. We'll see if we can expand this some other time. Two mitzvahs, the nature of which is to create a new entity, and the bracha was established on that new entity. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, If you recited Birchas Kriyat Shema together with Kriyat Shema after Tzeis, then the Bracha of Avas Olam serves a double capacity. Number one, it is part of the entity called Birchas Kriyat Shema. But number two, it also is Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but not as a substitute, Rabosai. If you're on a substitute level, if you're taking someone out of the bullpen, you're in Rav Amram's court. In Rabbeinu Yonah's court, the Bracha of Avas Olam is not a secondary Bracha. It's not that it serves as a bimkom, as a replacement, as a substitute, as a default position, as a ptur. No, the bracha on the entity of the chefetz of Kriyat Shema was Avas Olam. That's exactly the way the Chachamim were masaking the bracha on Kriyat Shema. Is Memela, says Rabbeinu Yonah. It doesn't matter if you've recited Avas Olam once, namely before Tzeis, you're going to recite it a second time after Tzeis. Why? Because now you're going to recite Avas Olam on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, but not on the Chovas Gavra of Kriyat Shema. Not Asher Kitshon Mitzvos of Tzivon, because that bracha was never formulated with regard to Kriyat Shema. Lo Matzinim Shumakam Chachamim never felt compelled to require that standard Birchas HaMitzvah with regard to Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema, like Talmud Torah, is an entity. It's a chefza, and therefore they required some bracha that would be chal on this entity, on this chefza of Kriyat Shema. And which bracha is that? Avas Olam is memela. Now, after Tzeisa Kochavim, you get home to your house and you recite Kriyat Shema. What's going to be the bracha related to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Avas Olam. Rabbosa, let's just summarize the machlokas between Rav Amram Goren and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rav Amram Goren is of the opinion that Kriyat Shema, like any other mitzvah in the Torah, requires a bracha. And the brachas on the Chovas Gavra, on the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Kiyuma Mitzvah, Asher Kinshara Mitzvosu Mitzivano. In certain cases, we found that the Rabbanu were Mekil, and they fell back on a substitute bracha. Okay, if that substitute bracha was recited within the framework of Zman Kriyat Shema, and it could serve now as a ptur, so introduce the ptur. But if now you're reciting Kriyat Shema and you've already recited Avas Olam, there's no Ptur over here. Now Kriyat Shema stands on its own 2 feet independent as a Mechayev of Birchas HaMitzvah. Is you going to recite Asher Kidshon Mitzvah Tzivonu? Rabbeinu Yonah was Mechadesh that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema doesn't require a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the deeper meaning of when he says Lo Matzinu B'Shum Makom Asher Kidshon Mitzvah Tzivonu. It doesn't require the Takon of Bracha with regard to this mitzvah is unique, and it's radically, fundamentally different than any other mitzvah. It wasn't a bracha that was formulated on the Chovas Gavra. Asher Kidshon Mitzvos of Tzivon, I'm required, but on the entity of Kriyat Shema, the entity of Kriyat Shema, no less than a cup of wine, requires a bracha. And that bracha was established as Avas Olam. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, whether or not he recites Avas Olam before Tzeis HaKochavim or after Tzeis HaKochavim, in both cases, it's meaningful. In the first case, before Tzeis HaKochavim, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Kriyat Shema. In the second case, after Tzeis HaKochavim, it's the bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But now Rabbeinu Yonah says something which I don't understand. Says Rabbeinu Yonah v'im tomar, kevon she'eino omer birchas marif haravim. Wait a second. He's reciting Kriyat Shema after Tzeis HaKochavim. Which bracha is he reciting before Kriyat Shema? Avas Olam, he's dropping Marav HaRavim, because Marav HaRavim only has the category of what? Of the independent Kiyum of Birchas Kriyat Shema. He fulfilled that already before Tzeis HaKochavim. There's no point to repeating Marav HaRavim. So he's going to start his whole process with which bracha? Avas Olam. Havilei bracha she'eino smucha l'chavrita, kol bracha she'eino smucha l'chavrita, tzorach liftoch ba b'baruch. We need a psicha. Should they add a psicha? Mm-hmm. See, obviously, this kasha is only a kasha on Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Rav Amram Gon, it's not a kasha, because according to Rav Amram Gon, we're not going to recite Avos Olam. We're going to recite Eshet Kitshon Mitzvot Tzivon Likros. But Rav Eniola Shitasa was intellectually honest, and he asked himself the question, what happened to the psicha here? A bracha smuchel chavata replaces the need for a psicha. So the psicha of Marav HaRavim somehow spills over and encompasses even the bracha of Avos Olam. But if there is no Marav HaRavim and all you have is Avos Olam, you need a psicha. Yeshlomar, he says, Matsinu Dvar Miolam. I have a precedent. Which precedent do we have? Tefilas HaDerech. Good old Tefilas HaDerech. Yeshlomar, Kevan Dimimukoma, he smuchel chavta. In its original form, where we find it as part of Birchas Kriyachma, as a follow up to Marav HaRavim. It's smuchel chavrta. Ein lochush achshav kisha omar osa al kriyachma. When he says it on kriyachma, he means on the kiyum of birchas kriyachma without birchas kriyachma, on the kiyum of the mitzvah, brach on the mitzvah kriyachma, is ein lochush im eino poseach bebaruch. Fine. So far, so good.
What type of a brach is tefillah derech? What category is it? It's not there.
See, you're a step ahead of me, Daniel. I didn't even know he was going to talk about Tfilas Derech. I'm just kidding. Okay, well, let me just read it first. And then you'll... Kayotze bazeh matzinu b'talmud. We find a source for this. B'tfilas haderech she'eno posachas b'baruch. There's no psich of baruch. Why is no psich of baruch? V'chosim ba shomei tfila. The only answer could be is because l'chsima is shomei tfila. You have a whole chain of brachos that are all smuchas to the Rishonos. Is im achshav, now that it's taken out of that framework and it's being recited as a bracha unto itself, it ain't smuchel chavrata, but lo chayshin lachi. So again, before we get to your question, Daniel, let's just summarize the bottom line here. Rabbi Yon is suggesting that in two cases, we have to draw the following conclusion. That bracha she'ena smucha l'chavrata, the way we understand it, is not precise. It's usually precise. But in two cases, we see an exception to the rule. And the exception to the rule itself, these two exceptions to the rule, generate a new rule. What is that new rule? We're going to expand the definition of a bracha smucha l'chavrata. What defines a bracha smuchel chavrata, Rabosai, in the new definition of Rabbeinu Yonah? And we'll apply it to two different brachas.
The original form.
Exactly, the original form. Rabosai, what's that called? I want you to turn to love the Shishprach. What's that called, the original form? Anybody? Don't answer once. I can't hear. That's called the matbeah shel bracha. Okay, you should know it's good to get the language. You know, you'll speak to someone outside the four walls of the ELC, and they may expect you to speak like a lambdin. Okay, so that's called the matbeya shel bracha. Zokter benyon. The matbeya shel bracha is determined by the series, what's called the seder habracha. So in other words, when you isolate a particular bracha, and you want to ask, what is the matbeya shetavu chachamim bebracha, as far as that bracha is concerned, klach lecha, you should stretch your arm out to the seder habracha, when that bracha is part and parcel of a seder habracha. In the case of Avos Olam is part of a seder habracha in its original form. Again, now that he's reciting Kriyat Shema after Tesa Kochavim, he's pulling it out of the Seder. But if you ask me, what's the Matbeah Shel Bracha, the determining factor will be that Bracha in its original house, which means its original Seder, and in its Seder, the Matbeah Shel Bracha was formulated without a Psicha. Why? Because in the Seder Shel Brachos, it is a Bracha Smuchel Chavrata. Zel Bezachi says the same thing applies to Tefillas HaDerech, that this tefillah, which is a birchas ha-tefillah, right? We have four categories of brachas. There's a birchas ha-mitzvah, there's a birchas ha-nenim, there's a birchas shevach hodoya, and there's a birchas ha-tefillah, correct? How many birchas ha-tefillahs do we have? 13. Now we're adding a 14th. But really the 14th is not a 14th, it's just a duplicate, if you will, of the 13th. What's the 13th? Birchas HaTefillah? Shomei HaTefillah. And again, once I'm advertising myself, I'll add another advertisement. I have a piece of Torah on Birchas Sheva Brachas, in which I claim, based on a Rashi and Ksuvis, that the nature of these brachas, it's a Birchas HaTefillah. that were mispal for the Hatzlocha of the Chasan and Kal. Okay, for anyone who wants to get a hold of that, I published in Tchumim, maybe before you were born. But anyway, a long time ago. So what am I trying to say here, Avosai? Do you accept the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah? Is it logical to you? Are you happy with it?
No.
Why not?
This concept of taking it out of Mishnah Berurah, it's okay.
Okay. So that, Daniel, I can't help you. Because I think what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that once the Matbea HaBracha was formulated, we don't change the Matbea HaBracha. You might not be happy with that. But I want something more substantial. Can anyone stand up here and really yell and scream at Rabbeinu Yonah? The two cases are not equivalent. Yesh Lachalik.
Between which two cases you
refer to? Rabbeinu Yonah has two cases. He's got the case of Ava Rabba, Avas Olam. And he has the case of Tfilas HaDerech. And basically what he's saying is, we're borrowing the Matbea Shel Bracha from Yens, from someplace else. Where's that place? That's where it exists in its Seder HaBrachas, correct? Okay.
Tfilas HaDerech doesn't have a Seder HaBrachas. It's only...
Okay. I would have said it differently, but you're saying the same thing that I want to say.
Is a general...
Rabbi, I think Rabbi Sachwitz is 100% correct. I could accept the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah, if I have to, with regard to Avas Olam. Avas Olam is the identical bracha. Now, Vos, you want to know, it's now, it's Enes Mucha L'Chavet after Tzeis. Where's the psicha? Okay, so I apply the same Adbea Shel Bracha. But in the case of Birchas HaDerech, of Tfilas HaDerech, let's open up the Tfilas HaDerech. Is there any word, one word, show me one word in the Tfilas HaDerech that is common to the last bracha of Shmona Esrei, of Shomei Tfilah? Et, okay. Shomei Tfilah, it's only the Chasima, but Rabbosa, you have to admit to me that the Madea Shel Brach, the Cheftah Shel Brach, is totally different here. To justify the, shall I say, the borrowing of the psicha based on Shema Kolenu in Kriya in Tfilah, that's a long shot. You want a long stretch. You want to tell me that Avas Olam, okay, it's the same identical bracha. You want to take it from its original nesting ground and apply it as a separate independent bracha and drop the need for a psicha? I can live with that. Okay, Daniel's having trouble living with it. I can live with it. It means there's a Matbea Shel Bracha, and that Matbea Shel Bracha remains constant. It remains. What basically Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, a beautiful lumdus, he's saying the halacha of smucha l'charita is not halacha in the maisa bracha, it's halacha in the nusach or the madea shel bracha, in the cheftza shel bracha. Once the cheftza shel bracha, as it was established, is smucha l'charita, it always remains smucha l'charita. But Rabbosai, to apply that to tefilas haderech and tell me that the nusach or the cheftza shel bracha of Shema Kolenu, when we say that God, you listen to the prayers of Israel, that is the nature of the bracha of the tefillah of someone who never is going out on a dangerous mission. You know, he's holchei midbarios or whatever he is. Some people say that today, maybe the whole tefillah sederach is out of place. But I think with terrorism, maybe adarava, we should be mevarach tefillah sederach when we cross the street. I don't know. I'm not sure. But whatever it is, you know, you'll ask your local posek, but we recite tefillah sederach. Most of us, I think, when we get on a plane, is this true? Recite tefillah sederach? That's pretty true, is it not?
Except for the road.
Yeah. If you go from city to city in an automobile, you should probably, if you're a Sfaradi, if you cross the street, you make it tefillah sederach. The Sfaradi much more make it with tefillah sederach. In fact, when you go visit Sfat for Shabbos, if you're in the Ari Nusach Sfat, you'll see that almost every other Oleh will recite tefillah sederach. Where was he coming from? He wasn't flying from... And Birchas HaGomel? Oh, could be. I don't know about Birchas HaGomel. That I don't know. In any event, the bottom line is, this Rabbeinu Yonah is a little bit of a peloton. Okay, Rabbosai, how many minutes do we have left? Alan, can I ask you for 5 minutes, just so I'll walk out of here feeling very good. No, I'm willing to hear your answer, but first I want to add one little point, all right? And I apologize, I just want to finish it. The Rambam in Hilchas Kriyat Shema is a Pella. And this caught the eyes of the Raifid, but not here in Hilchus Kriyat Shema, but rather in Hilchus Bila. The Rambam says, Sofek kar Kriyat Shema, Sofek lo kara, Chozer v'kore, u'mevarech lefanev le'achreha. The Rambam says, and half of this Rambam I understand very well, and I'm very comfortable with, if you don't remember whether you recited Kriyat Shema, or you didn't, and that becomes more common the older you get, Chozer v'kore. That's called Sofek d'oraisa. Lechumra, very comfortable. But then the Rambam says that he recites the brachas. So the Ravid points out, not here, but in Hilchos Mila, okay, does somebody have the Rambam? Maybe I can trouble you for the Rambam. Where is it?
It's actually quoted.
It's in here, if you don't mind. Fine. Anyway, is it on the page? Did I write it down on the page? Okay. So in Hilchos Mila, the Rambam speaks about an androgynous, correct? Can I borrow it? I mean, you've all seen the Rambam. We've mentioned it before, but now I think I have a new shot in the Rambam. The Rambam says the following. Androgynous, ein mevarchim al milaso, mipnei shehu eino zachar vadai. Meaning that you're going to have to circumcise it, okay, we'll call it, for lack of a better term. That I'm not being pejorative, but just I don't know exactly how to, you know, convey the message here. Because maybe the androgynous is a zachar, so you need mila because sofik deraisa lechura, but you drop the bracha. And basically the Rambam is saying that mitzvah lechud and bracha lechud. The mitzvah requires sofik deraisa lechura to repeat the mitzvah in a sofik, to implement the mitzvah, but the bracha is left out. Says the Ravid, he says, "Im androgynous sofek mevarech of the nation sofek doraisa is therefore he should make the bracha as well." Okay, that's the Ravid's opinion. We don't have to be convinced by the Ravid that just because sofek doraisa lechum applies to the mitzvah itself, to the meal, therefore by extension I should apply it to the bracha. But the trouble is that the Rambam himself in Hilchos Kriyat Shema seems to adopt hook, line, and sinker the position of the Ravid. And the answer has to be, as the Kesef Mishnah says in the name of the Rashba, the Tshuva's Rashba, that Kriyat Shema is different. And somehow, Kriyat Shema, the very moment I recite Kriyat Shema, requires a bracha. And the question that I have on this Rashba, again, it's not the Rashba's fault, it's really the Rambam's fault. If the universal principle is Sofek Brachos, we leave out the bracha, even though Sofek Mitzvah, we implement the Mitzvah. But that does an impact on the bracha. Why should Kriyat Shema be different? And what does the Rashba mean when he says that that's the way they were masaking the bracha? Is the answer is according to what we said today. It's beautiful. The bracha of Kriyat Shema is not on the Chovas Gavra. It's not Asher Kidshonu B'mitzvos V'tzivon. The classical Birchas HaMitzvah was not formulated with regard to Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is an entity unto itself. It's the Cheftza Shel Kriyat Shema. And Chachomim were Mesaken that there's got to be a bracha on the entity of Kriyat Shema. So Ein Achinami. As far as Chiyuvei Bracha is concerned, the Rambam knows, and the universal principle is that when you have a suffix about a Chiyuv Bracha, you leave out the bracha. A suffix Chiyuv Bracha would not engender a bracha. But Kriyat Shema shiny, because Kriyat Shema is an entity, a Cheftza Shel Kriyat Shema, and the Rabbanu of Mesaken, that entity of Kriyat Shema requires a bracha. That's the pshat in the Rambam.
Read the Rambam. Okay. The second part of the Rambam says you don't make the brachas if there's a suffix on the brachas but not on the Kriyat Shema.
Yeah, because there's no Cheftza Shel Kriyat Shema. And what I'm suggesting is that once there's an obligation to engender and create this Cheftza's entity called Kriyat Shema, there are Rabbanu Mesaken and Bracha. Why? Because the Bracha is not engendered by the Chovas Gavra. If the Bracha was engendered by the Chovas Gavra, and of course, as we said before in Rabbeinu Yonah, there should have been a Bracha, but there is no Bracha. There's Avas Olam as a substitute, because Avas Olam is a Takana of a Bracha on the entity of Kriyat Shema without the Chovas Gavra, similar to what we saw in Reb Chaim about making a bracha on Torah, even if there's no Chovas Gavra, like in the case of an Isha, because the entity of Torah requires a bracha. Says the Rambam, if at the end of the day you have a chiyuv of Kriyat Shema, and that's because Sofek Doraisa Lechumra, you don't know if you recited Kriyat Shema, that entity of Kriyat Shema automatically drags within it, from it, a Birchas Kriyat Shema, because the brachas were established on the entity of Kriyat Shema.
What's the lotion with Kriyat Shema or not Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema?
What do you say? He wants a Rambam. I'm sorry, there aren't that many Rambams floating around here.
If you skip the brachas, then you say, are you Yotsu with Kriyat Shema or not? According to the Rambam.
Are you Yotze the Chovas Gavra of Kriyat Shema?
Yeah, you Yotze with
for sure? For sure, Eina Brachas Machvos is a mitzvah. What I'm just suggesting is that there is an additional chiyuv of bracha besides the mitzvah itself. The question is how to define that chiyuv. Is that chiyuv a classical chiyuv that's engendered by the Chovas Gavra, or is it a unique kind of obligation to make a bracha on the entity of Torah? That's what I was trying to suggest. Now, Al, you wanted to say something about Tefillas Adera, which is a good thing to say before we go out on Adera.
It seems to me, if it had been instant bracha, except Shomaya Tefillah, you'd have a good kasha. But Shomaya Tefillah is a very special bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. In that it's fungible in many ways.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It absorbs everything.
Yeah, you can put things in this, you can put that in there, showing that the middle part of Shomaya Tefillah is not equal to the bracha. That the only
I hear
is the
prophet. I think you're absolutely correct. That Rabbeinu Yonah is suggesting that the chasima here defines the matbea.
That's right.
In other brachas where there's one motif, you know, we're very stingy about giving out motifs to brachas. We only give one motif to each bracha, right? No bracha should have two motifs. There, the substance of the bracha, the matbea shel bracha, is indicated by the introduction, and then there's a chasima. Here, it's very different. That's what Alan is suggesting. That here, the motif is so multi-faceted. It's like a what's it called, a camera? What's that bird called? A cat?
Not a bird.
What's called that thing that changes colors?
A chameleon.
A chameleon. It's not a bird. What is it?
No, it's
an animal.
It's a lizard.
Oh, it's a lizard. So a chameleon that changes its colors. Shema Kolenu. There's no real specific nusach habracha. The thing is like this, Alan. You know what? I would love to research this. Maybe I could throw the ball into your court because I haven't been feeling so well the last couple of days. I'm just coming out of bed for the shiur. Is what would be? This is an interesting question. Let's say I had a particular need. You know, I'm in an urgent situation, and when I got to Shema Kolenu, I would substitute my own tefillah.
Entirely,
and then say Baruchat Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Would I be Yotze?
Yes.
You think not? I also, I'm conservative, but I'm not sure. I don't know. That would be interesting to, you know, if we would take your approach to its extreme. I don't know, you have to go that extreme.
If you have it, maybe you might be. I don't know. You think it wouldn't even be.
Missing another component. Okay, your last chiddush. I have a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says, if he only said Avarabo, you're absolutely right.
Right.
But why include these other brachas which are not really...
That's an excellent question, but I think what the Rambam holds is that when the Chachamim instituted Birchas Kriyat Shema on the entity, on what we call the Cheftz of Kriyat Shema, they decided to sandwich Kriyat Shema. The Rambam is going a step further, Rabbeinu Yonah, to sandwich Kriyat Shema with a bracha lefaneh, a bracha lacharehu, two brachas lefaneh, a bracha lacharehu.
But they have other purposes.
Yeah, okay, well, in the past, what we said is that all the brachas represent different, they correspond to different aspects of Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus, Shammai. But that's not a steer to what we're saying.
No,
Rabbeinu Yonah is focused only on...
I think the other thing that Rabbeinu Yonah...
I meant to say that Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's no Asher Kitchon of Itzos and Tzibon. Now that's sharp. Because that really answers why, even though universally I will not make a brach Asher Kitchon of Itzos in a suffix situation, but here I will. Because the brach is not related to Asher Kitchon of Itzos.
It's a beautiful...
Let me start off by saying this is, in my mind, the best shiur you've given since I've been here.
Alan, you're a great guy.
This is mamish.
You see, it's the sky that I get for getting out of bed.
This is gold. This really was. Mm-hmm. But the one other thing I think Rabbeinu Yonah could say to Rav Amram is that even if you want to say that, if when you're saying Kriya Shema Bizmana, that you say Avasailam, why don't you also say Asher Kiddushan v'Mitzvah v'Tzivanu? Because we see that, like, just like the Rabbanan had the right to tack extra things and make it a birchas arichta, so to speak, like after Gal Yisrael Hashkivenu,
there's no reason why, according to Rav Amram, he wouldn't have also included, so there would be three brachas beforehand instead of two brachas before. In other words, if you're saying bizmana, according to Rav Amram, and there is the importance of saying a birchas mitzvah.
Well, Alan, I would, again, I don't have a complete answer for your question, but I think the approach, you know, the approach that we should take to answer your question is that this concept of Geula Richta, for example, in Hashkivenu, we have to ask ourselves the following question. Chachamim don't just lavish brachas on us. You know, it's not... I come in contact with people who think, you know, just make brachas. I'm not going to go into detail. I come from two my upbringing was too litvish for that. But there are those who just, you know, nach a bracha, make a bracha. Why not make all the brachas? And I come from the opposite. You know, if Chachamim instituted a bracha, in this case Hashkivenu as a gula richta, we have to understand what. That's not the rule, but rather the exception to the rule. Meaning, Chachamim will, in general, I think that's rule A, and then we get to the exception to the rule, will look for every possible way to minimize brachas.
Right.
That's the magama, as we say. That's the tendency of Chazal in Takonis brachas.
Except if anyone said Baruch Hashem, maybe slip through another one.
Okay, that's again a safety issue, I think. You know. But I'm just saying, the Gula Richter concept that you mentioned is to somehow justify that within the context of the Chacham being motivated to break ground and create a new bracha, how did they, you know, undermine the concept of smichas gula tefillah? So that was a teretz that the Gemara came up with. If you ask me fundamentally why they were motivated to add a bracha, you know, that's something that we have to study very carefully.
But according to Rabbeinu, if
I find the mechanics through which I can substitute one bracha for another, that's going to be l'chatchila my first choice. Meaning, if Rav Amram Gaon is of the opinion that you know, when I do recite Avas Olam in its time, meaning on Kriyat Shema after Tzeis Bizmana, it could patter up my need for a Birchas HaMitzvah of Asher Kitchon Mitzvah Sussanu. That's the way Rav Amram Gaon is going to have it, because the Rabbanu would like to whittle down the amount of brachos.
Because
he doesn't want to add. He doesn't want to add brachos.
No, but I'm saying you'd say then you shouldn't say Avas Olam when you're saying it is mana altogether.
No, I need it b'toris birchas kriyat shma. So again,
why do I need it b'toris birchas kriyat shma?
No, I'm talking about a classical case. I mean, you may have a different scenario. Classical scenario.
Davening after tzeis.
So I have to recite those brachas anyway, irrelevant of kriyat shma.
Why?
Because of tefillah. Ein omri v'lispal el mitoch divrei brach. El mitoch divrei Torah.
Oh, that's fine.
Good. So there's a separate entity, a kiyum b'fnei atzmo of birchas kriyat shma. It has nothing to do with birchas mitzvah.
Right.
Says Rav Amram Gaon, the Chachamim found a green light here. They found a mechanism by which they could whittle down the amount of brach. Since it's already Zman Kriyat Shema.
Right.
And what I'm reciting now is a kium of Mitzvah Kriyat Shema.
Right.
And I in any event, irrelevant to the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, I'm going to be reciting these brachas.
Right.
Let's jump on the bandwagon and use those brachas as a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah. But if I've recited those brachas beforehand, and now it's after Tzeis, I no longer have the option to use the Avas Olam as a substitute for Birchas HaMitzvah. Because now I have a mitzvah, I've already recited the Avas Olam before the mitzvah emerged, I'm in straits, I'm in difficult straits.
So if you're telling me that...
So now I go back to square one. Instead of using this new kunz, you know, that Chachamim found the mechanics of a substitute, let's go back to the original pitcher, the original quarterback.
The latter part I understand, but then what would Rav Avram say if you're sitting and learning Torah, for which you made a bracha over already, Asher Bacha Banu, or I would have asked you about that also, about women, but I'll ask that separately. You made the bracha, whatever it is, you made a bracha on Talmud Torah, and now you're going to say Kriya Shema. Now you're going to say Daven Meirah, maybe. You're going to daven Meirah. So why do you need to say Avos Olam?
The answer is because... I mean, again, when we get to the Sugya Daf Yud, we'll have to be dash this whole thing. But basically, there are two mitzvahs of Torah. There's Torah study... right. in general, and then there's a specific Torah study that has within it, contains within an element of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim.
Yeah, but they have a separate bracha for that, too.
And for that, we need a separate bracha.
Yeah, but that
you know the famous kasha, why on Leil HaSeder, why is it on Leil HaSeder, you know, we don't make, you know, let me backtrack. On Leil HaSeder, if you look in the Shiboli Aleket, he writes that, you remember the paragraph that starts, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Yeah. Toshen Osen Torah Liyam Yisrael? So he writes that that's a Birchas HaTorah. You heard that from the Rav, probably. He used to always repeat this, Shiboli Aleket. So ask yourself the following question. If you need a new Birchas HaTorah, and the old Birchas HaTorah is not sufficient, and I recited Birchas HaTorah this morning, you know, before I heard my what's called the Siyum B'choros, you know, so why do I need another Birchas HaTorah? But if I do need another Birchas HaTorah, so Ribbono Shel Olam, make a Birchas HaTorah, don't just say Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. So that's a kash on the Shiboli Aleket.
Right.
But assuming the Shiboli Aleket for some reason understands that I need a Birchas HaTorah, why isn't the old Birchas HaTorah sufficient?
Right.
So I try to argue. I mean, I told this over to my friend Rabbi Ilson. I don't know.
When you say this old Birchas HaTorah, what are you talking? Which old?
You know that I recited before the Siyum B'choros this morning. You know, on Erev Pesach.
It's a different day. Really.
No, it's the same day. As far as Talmud Torah, it's the same day.
Right, that's true.
It's the same day. You know, the day begins with daybreak. You know.
Right.
So I suggested that perhaps, although Haggadah from beginning to end is Talmud Torah. There's not one word in the Haggadah that's not a key of Talmud Torah, but it's a different type of Talmud Torah. I wanted to suggest, and I'll show you how I got to this far, that the Talmud Torah of the Haggadah is the Talmud Torah of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. Why is that so? Because, you know, Reb Chaim asks the question why the Ram doesn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the Tayyig Mitzvahs. And Reb Chaim had a few different mahalchim, but one of his answers was that the whole purpose of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah, but it's part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. And that's why, if you look at the last pasuk in the third parsha, it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Yisrael Li'os Lachem Elokim. Leil Sechemikim is that you are our God, our Master. And that's really the point of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean just to remember that God took us out of Egypt, He redeemed us from slavery. It means He gave us a different type of servitude. And that servitude is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. So I want to suggest that maybe Talmud, even if you'll say that Kriyat Shema is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and Vigadatil Bincha, you know, Derech Sheila Tshuva, that's all part of Talmud Torah. But there's a unique kind of Talmud Torah that has within it, that contains at its very core, its very essence, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. And that engenders a chiyuv bracha unto itself. I don't remember how we got to this. I think I got off on a tangent.
No, we were talking
about it. Avi, did you want to say something? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll be back with you, Alan. I just... come with me, Avi, just here, if you don't mind walking.
I don't mind walking.
Yeah, I just want to get a little water to drink. I'm so dried up from this, this virus.
I'm sorry I went for you to eat today. Important appointment. 2 o'clock.